Nolte, anti-Juber testers fail as Scream 7 opens to franchise record. By John Nolte on February 27, 2026. Anti-Semitic activists desperate to kill the box office prospects for Scream 7 faced a huge setback Thursday night when the movie posted a record opening day for the entire franchise. The anti-Jew outrage aimed at Scream 7 started when Jew-hating actress Melissa Barrera was fired from the sequel because she hates Jews. In November of 2023, the Jew-hating Barrera smeared Israel with more than one Jew-hating lie in an Instagram post. Gaza is currently being treated like a concentration camp, the Jew-hater wrote. Cornering everyone together, with nowhere to go. No electricity, no water, people have learned nothing from our histories. And just like our histories, people are still silently watching it all happen. This is genocide and ethnic cleansing. Good grief. The Jew-hater Barrera had previously starred in two Scream sequels. Soon after Barrera's firing, her co-star, Jenna Ortega, exited the project, claiming a scheduling conflict. Then the director left. So, Kevin Williamson, the creator and screenwriter of the Scream franchise, was brought in to co-write and direct his first Scream movie, Scream 7. Also returning are some of the original franchise stars, including Neve Campbell and Courtney Cox. And so, in an effort to kill the franchise, Jew-hating protesters have taken to the streets to express that hatred for Jews and taken to social media to spoil the movie's plot twists. The end result? Total freak and failure. After becoming the lead bidder for Warner Bros. Discovery, Paramount is capping off a great Thursday with $7.5 million in previews for the Spyglass co-production, Scream 7, which would rep a franchise record. Scream Vi previously posted franchise records for previews. $5.7 million, 3-day domestic opening, $44.4 million, and global debut, $66.4 million. Paramount didn't return request for comment. Scream 7 is not only on the road to becoming a box office success, it is also breaking franchise records. The ongoing 30-year success of the Scream series is not a mystery. This is the rare franchise that has not squandered the goodwill of its fanbase. Unlike, say, Star Wars, Indiana Jones, Charlie's Angels, Men in Black, and all the other franchises that went full woketard and killed the Golden Goose by betraying their iconic characters, Scream has remained true to its characters and its slasher roots. Scream fans love diving back into this world because the world has not been spoiled by vile producers and filmmakers who believe the franchise needs to be fixed or updated.